What's happening at the Democratic Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News is right there in the middle of things, as you might be able to hear in the background. So cool. Ellen, one of the things that happens with people who cover conventions and delegates and politicians is they get no sleep. Is that happening to you?
Well, you know, that's true. I think that most of us have gotten about 4 hours sleep in the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
But, no, we've actually gotten more. But you know how tired you were at the Republican. Then
yeah.
We drove up here.
Yeah.
And we repeated at the Democrat.
Wow.
And, you know, I do love going to the conventions, but this has got to be my last unless it's in Cleveland, Ohio.
I love that. We got you on the record saying it. So a lot
well,
of
you know what's really interesting, by the way, is that John Kerry. So I'm recording this early because I can't even stand up by the time you're on the air.
Sure.
But John Kerry just gave a speech, and he said that in Mitt Romney's speech, he did not even mention the military or thank the vets, people who are serving.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw what Kerry said, and it's true. There was never even the mention of the word troops or Afghanistan, actually, either. There was no mention of that either. So how about that? That's interesting because you would think normally that's what the Republicans would talk about. So it's good that Kerry pointed that out because he was swift-boated after all, so that gave him a chance to come back. How about Gabby Giffords? I heard that was pretty emotional when she spoke. Were people talking about what she had?
Yes, they were, and they were quite amazed. And she's obviously walking with a limp and everything like that. But she's here, and she's at the convention, and everybody's pretty excited to see her. And it was a surprise. By the way, now they're doing an entire helper, you know, hats off to service, and everybody has these blue and white signs that say thank you.
Ah, you gotta love that. And I have to ask you this, your pal Barney Frank, this is it for him, but he had a big moment at the convention too.
That's right. I actually did not get to hear his speech, and I feel bad because, do you know something interesting? I worked in Barney Frank's first campaign in 1972.
Wow.
And when he was running for state legislature. Okay, 40 years ago.
Wow. Wow. Well, his big line out of that is, as you know, I'm sure you've read now at this point since you were running around, is he just talked about the myth about Romney on job creation, and he focused most of what he had to say about that. Because, as you know, it's all about jobs. And I suppose that when Obama speaks later, that's what the focus is going to be.
I very much think it's going to be the economy. I very much think it's about how he's going to move America forward. Of course, by the time you're hearing him from on this, it's going to be over. But I got to tell you, this is a very, very excited crowd. I wish they would have had it in the stadium instead of at the convention hall. But hey, what can I say?
Yeah, you got to take what you can get. All right, Ellen Ratner.
And it did pour here today, and
I heard
that things are so sopping wet at the stadium. So
yeah.
They probably made the right choice.
Yeah, it would have been a mess. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Speech. We talked to Ellen moments before that happened. He did focus on somewhat on jobs, talked about a couple of things that he wanted goals to happen in the future and why he wanted 4 more years. Still, at the end of the day, what Americans will decide. We're going to let you hear some of that speech is the sputtering economy. When you've got high unemployment, we've said it over and over again, as much as you can manipulate some numbers, 8.3% nearly 4 years after he took office, and the idea was if you bump that down at least a couple of ticks, he probably was sitting in a much better position, and that number has not gone down. So he's much more vulnerable no matter what he talks about as far as getting the 4 more years, the road we're on, helping Americans, and whatnot. It was a vintage Obama speech because he is very good at giving speeches not as good as Bill Clinton was. Bill Clinton was the guy who, I think, rallied up the people in Charlotte. You heard Ellen mention there, too, the fact that they didn't give it in the big stadium, so it was a different kind of crowd, the indoor crowd that they've been having versus the giant, crazy amount of people that would have been in the stadium. The speech pretty much, as I watched it from end to end, took some little notes just off the top of my head, pretty much it was a push to convince us to see this election as a choice and not as any kind of a scorecard on an incumbent whose job approval ratings are sagging or below the 50% mark. And 50% is that danger zone. So what he talked about was that, was the choice that people had to make. And tried to kind of, as much as there was conversation about the jobs, didn't make it a negative kind of deal. More about, this is what you get, what you see is what you get here, here's where we're going. And on every issue, the choice you face won't just be between two candidates or two parties. It'll be a choice between two different paths for America, a choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future. That line sums up the entire, I think, week that the Democrats have had in Charlotte. So he was set up for this to make the field goal, if you will, using a football analogy, to make his point, to drive home his points. It's you can choose this one or you can choose that one. He did get some digs in for sure about Mitt Romney, on Mitt Romney. One of the things that he said that I made a quick note of was about Russia. He said, you know, my opponent and his running mate are new to foreign policy. That drew chuckles from, it drew a lot of chuckles from the audience. And Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan, as heirs to George W. Bush's foreign policy and unfit to manage America's relations with the world. The direct quote is that he went on to say is, after all, you don't call Russia our number one enemy, not Al-Qaeda, Russia, unless you're still stuck in a Cold War mind warp. You might not be ready for diplomacy with Beijing if you can't visit the Olympics without insulting our closest ally. That's the reference to Mitt Romney making the statement about the security when he was asked about it by reporters, how he felt about the security in London right before the games. So there were digs. There were more digs than I thought there were going to be, directed toward Mitt Romney, and not always by name. He didn't really. He never said it him by name, but my opponents was pretty much how he summed it up. So Obama had to move that speech, as we talked about, from the Bank of America Stadium into the Time Warner Cable Arena because of the weather. Now, from the Republican point of view, they say, and there could be something to this, I was trying to nail down the numbers, which has nothing to do with what your label is or any of that, but that he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to sell out or get enough people and basically fill up the 74,000 seat arena, the stadium rather. And so instead, they were able to just put as many people as they could where they have been holding that convention. So that's it. What kind of a bump does Obama get after this? Did anyone listen to his speech? Don't worry if you didn't. I think you got to listen to a little bit of it, and we'll take it apart after that. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1380. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5624, $8.7812 for a half ounce, or $4.3906 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5624, $8.7812, and $4.3906.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Walks barely down the street, the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey.
You can throw in your two cents. It's a wrap. Both conventions are through. Are you convinced? Do you know who you're voting for? And remember, here on America Tonight, we play fair. Listen, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, undecided, confused, sick of it all. You have a voice, and you can certainly be part of it. Here on this overnight highway, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Chat-wise, we got a lot of people who have a lot to say, including Golden Rule Humanist, who is a supporter of Obama and says Obama, Biden will win with over 300 electoral votes, and says that any fair-minded person sees that Obama is one of our best presidents dealing with a very difficult mess. And I'm going to interpret the mess meaning what happened in 2008, the banks too big to fail at the top of, at the beginning of the fall, if you remember, right before that election. So you may look at it in a much different way than Golden Rule Humanist does. And as I said, you can use that voice, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. Another thing that he chimed in was there is a 20,000 waiting list, 20,000 people on the waiting list, because there was this debate over whether the president and the Dems were worried about filling up a stadium versus holding it where all of the proceedings have been, because it's smaller than the giant stadium that's there. If you talk to the Republicans, they say baloney, bullcrap. They couldn't sell it out. They were worried they wouldn't be able to sell it. It's not a sellout because you're getting free tickets, but saying that that wasn't going to happen. And if you talk to Democrats, they say there's a waiting list. There were a lot of people that wanted to go in and see them, so that's a bunch of hooey. Charlotte is not a Philadelphia, is not a Chicago, is not a New York City. It's a gorgeous area. It's just smaller. So were people coming from all over the place, which, of course, Democrats from all over the country were there, but were other people coming in that would have been part of that crowd for the speech? If you remember Denver, that was really standing room only. It was crazy. So you pick your, you make up your own mind on that one. I talked to so many people, and it was clearly partisan. That issue was clearly a partisan thing. No way they weren't going to fill it. Yes, they were going to fill it. Clearly, there are other things to talk about, though, versus, you know, how many people can you put in the stadium? What specific things did the president say? I mentioned that I just wanted to watch the speech, as I did with the Republicans. I just wanted to watch and get a sense of what he was saying. And I scribbled down certain things that I noticed. He talked a lot about the military, where the Republicans didn't do that. He had specific stories about the military, about somebody who was injured and was part of one of the hero brigades and had come such a long way with a titanium leg and whatnot. So he threw in a lot of those personal kind of stories, especially when it came to the military. A lot of military, military, military. And that wasn't absent from the Republican convention completely. That's a misnomer because I was there. That's being said. But it wasn't part of Romney's speech. The focus with Romney's speech wasn't peppered with lots of comments about the military. He's done that on the campaign trail, but he didn't do that in the speech. And so Obama certainly talked a lot about the military, talked a lot about people and caring about people and where we were going to go in the future, and that, you know, the Democrats have been the party of opportunity. And I started to think about this. Right now, today, do you think the Democrats, I'm saying today, not in the past, if we picked through the presidencies and looked at the numbers, which we have done with guests over the last, really, year, but just from your perspective, the party of opportunity, is it the Democrats? Is it the Republicans? Or how about this? Is it neither one of those? Is it neither one of those? So I wanted you to hear a few things that the president said. We're kind of just winging it here in a sense because he spoke for an hour, so we don't want to play an hour-long speech. So here are little snippets of it, and I'll come back and talk about it.
After all, you don't call Russia our number one enemy. Not Al-Qaeda, Russia. Unless you're still stuck in a Cold War mind warp. You might not be ready for diplomacy with Beijing if you can't visit the Olympics without insulting our closest ally. Our commitment to Israel's security must not waver, and neither must our pursuit of peace.
All right, so there you can see, and I was talking about that before, a lot of, or a chunk of some of what was talked about in the speech had to do with what the mentality is, as the president said, of what he's saying the other side thinks when it comes to foreign relationships. And so the big dig was, hey, they're back in, you know, they're back decades ago. They're still worried about Russia, and there's a reference to Russia for a reason for some of the things that have happened with Russia. You think of Putin and the relationship that Putin has with President Obama, and this is something that was addressed by Mitt Romney a couple of times as to what we were doing as far as Russia is concerned. And that we were basically just letting them take over, in a sense, and run roughshod with Iran, for example, and other areas where they stood their own ground with China versus the U.S. and other allies. So that's what the reference is there. The speech, as I already mentioned, was pushing the point of you have this choice. You have the choice to make. They're newbies when it comes to foreign policy. Do we really want to start this again? Do we want to wind back the clock and have to deal with allies, perceived enemies, the European Union, all that kind of stuff? So I'm getting lots of emails and lots of chats about the speech and about whether or not you think, because the line that stuck with me is, the question is, how do we become the land of opportunity again? I still think America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And for me, it's more about rights and freedoms and defending those rights and freedoms and not giving them up. And as much as people don't want to talk about big government versus small government, there is something to that. I'll say this all the time, every time I'm asked about it. Do I hate the idea of government? No. Do I think we need a government? Do I think we have to have the three branches? Absolutely. But do we constantly have to be giving things up, taking pieces of the Constitution? You know, I carry a copy of the Constitution around I'm carrying this around just to wave it in everyone's face. No, it's stuck in my purse because sometimes I'll go back and I'll refer to different articles and say, wow, did you see that thing about the black boxes in the car? And what about what's happening with the drones? And, you know, there's some really dicey things that are happening to the Constitution, which I think really holds up. The Constitution holds up even to this day. How brilliant is that if you think of, even though we're a young country, if you think of when the Constitution was put together, how it still to this day really pretty much stands the test of time. And we don't want to go backwards. I don't want to see this nation go backwards. And this is what the president said. He's saying that we're the land of opportunity. We have to move forward. If you go for the other guys, then we're going backwards. And they're the party of the rich people, not the party of opportunity. So the question is, do you believe that to be true? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We got some odds and ends we're going to mix in between in this hour, so hang with us.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beats Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America tonight, getting ready for another weekend, a short week for some people coming off of the Labor Day holiday. What happens next with Obama and what happens next with Mitt Romney? Both are campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, so they're piggybacking off of each other in different areas of those two states. It is about the numbers, it is about the arithmetic, the electoral votes. At this point, if you were to look at a map and look at what happened last time around, it looks good, looks better for Obama, but for Romney, there's still a lot of states in play, so it's hard to tell. Romney didn't waste any time. He said he didn't watch the president's speech, but he didn't waste any time earlier in the day talking about broken promises.
Over the last 4 years, the president has said that he was going to create jobs for the American people, and that hasn't happened. He said he'd cut the deficit in half, and that hasn't happened. If it's another series of new promises that he's not going to keep, I have no interest in seeing him, because I saw the promises last time. Those are promises he did not keep, and the American people deserve to know why he did not keep his promises. The president needs to report tonight on his promises, rather than try and reset a whole series of new promises that he also won't be able to keep.
All right, so the president didn't, by the way, talk about his promises. He said we. In his speech, he emphasized, well, he didn't say we. He said you did that. He talked about health care. He talked about gays in the military. Don't ask, don't tell, being thrown to the wayside. He said you did that. And talked about a couple of other high points, what he thought to be high points during his presidency, things that have you know, now changed the end of the war. He talked about ending the war in Afghanistan. And like so many other good politicians before him and those that'll come after him, there is something to the art of spin. There was a lot of spin in the speech, not like there hasn't been spin for all the others, too, because people seem to forget this, since George Bush is the man that used to be president that's hidden away in Dallas. But he negotiated that thing, he negotiated the timeline with Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister in Afghanistan. He negotiated that deal. And, of course, Obama followed through when he was president. But that was done beforehand, the end, or that was Iraq, rather. The situation in Iraq was done previous versus Afghanistan. Finishing up Iraq was done through the Bush administration, and Obama carried that part of it out. Afghanistan, and moving forward in Afghanistan, same thing. There was some groundwork that was already laid there, and then it was a matter of, okay, this is what we're doing. Here's the timetable. We've had people on. We just had somebody on last week that's part of a concerned veterans group that has a lot of clout, who said the biggest mistake with the Afghanistan situation was saying when we're leaving, because now the Taliban is just lying in wait, as we all fear, to just do whatever they're going to do. Pay people to do, you know, to take up arms for them, or pay people to have some things so that they like the Taliban. In other words, a little bit of money for extra food. Nobody has a television in those outlying areas. So you get my drift there. The Osama bin Laden thing Obama can take credit for, but then others would say, well, yeah, but some of the groundwork was laid there too as well. So did he keep promises? Did he keep some of those campaign promises or not? And, you know, the answer to that is, in the 11th hour, some of the promises he did keep. Promises to, and these were, I think, maneuvered around the election, but gay rights, in other words, the don't ask, don't tell, getting rid of that, in the military, coming out to support gay marriage, not just saying that he supported civil unions, but that he supported gay marriage. That would be two huge things. The other thing that Obama did is he also endorsed a lot of the liberal ideas of the people who initially voted for him and were disappointed, like the immigration issue. What are you going to do for Hispanics or Latinos? What are you going to do for us? When do we get ours? And that came in the form of allowing the people from 18 to 29 who are in the country illegally, came in when they were kids or whatever, as long as they had gone to school, to get work permits. And how many of those people? Almost a million. So that helped the case for the Hispanics. And a big part of the demographics are changing in the United States, especially when it comes to the Hispanic vote. Eva Longoria, Hollywood actress who's popular for her most current role, Desperate Housewives, she was on that show. Definitely people know who she is. She gave a speech and talked about Mitt Romney wanting to take us back in time, and what it means to live in the land of opportunity and be given opportunities, like some of the opportunities that she had in a speech, of course, heavily pushing and endorsing Obama. I mentioned that we would mix in a few other things, so I want to make sure that we do that. But we did get some comments on chat and through the email, americatonight.net. You can always pick up the phone, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This one comes to us from Blunder, who says, man, I am sick of all of these politicians, Katie Kate. I have to tell you, initially, I was backing Obama. And then I started to listen a little more closely to what he was saying. And how can I back Obama? You know, they talk about the Republicans lying, but half of what the Democrats say are also false statements. Fact checkers must have the best overtime rate in the world. They have to be checking all of this stuff out. And it probably is pretty easy to, it's probably pretty easy to find numbers that were manipulated and stories that were told that weren't true. And I bet if we scratch on either side of this, we'd find even more. Jack from Down Under says, it sucks that illegals are getting a fast track to my point about he helped helped himself with the Latino vote with the executive order allowing that to happen. So he says, it sucks that illegals are getting a fast track to voting, yet I'm here legally and have to wait till my citizenship process is completed. How about that? Who's the winner in this one? Yeah. Who presents the land of or the party of opportunity, do you think, the most? I'm going to slide off that for a second, but that's going to be a continuing theme here. And the reason I'm doing that is a few things that might quickly surprise you that I'm going to mention. We talked to a federal criminal lawyer on our previous show, also handles civil litigation in Illinois and in some other states, and he talked about what was happening with Drew Peterson, the jury debating the fate of Drew Peterson, and guess what happened there? Would you be surprised to know, and this attorney thought that there was no way this was happening, that Drew Peterson is found guilty of the murder of his third wife. So isn't it interesting, the whole hearsay evidence, I think, comes into this into the case of Peterson. And what does that mean for the future? Keep an eye on this one. Keep an eye on what happens, because hearsay evidence, I would hate to be on the other end of that. I would hate to be the person having to defend myself because somebody overheard somebody I work for say X, Y, Z, and they're not in the court so that I can defend it or ask them questions or whatever. In other words, you can make crap up. That's what you can do. Somebody gets in trouble in Illinois, make it up. And you know that's what people are going to do, because how are you going to prove it? When someone's died, when someone's not available, how are you going to be able to prove it? And the answer is you can't. It's the ultimate game of he said, she said, and any variation of that. Somebody sues and it goes to a civil court, or somebody for something much more serious ends up in court, and I foresee a ton of problems with this. It just absolutely a ton of problems. Hearsay being allowed into the courtroom, and you're going to see more states challenge that. What will happen is in some of these previous judgments, they're going to have to go back. Boy, they think the wait time now for some of these cases is long. It just got longer. Oh, it just got a lot longer. That's the bad news there. A very, very bad news, because we're going to have more of a logjam in our courts, both the civil courts and the criminal courts. You wait and see. I'm going to save this piece of tape. We're going to be talking about this for years to come. Stay with us. Coming up next, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I want you to hear some of what she said from the Democratic Convention.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I'd have that year. I was fortunate, though. I had good insurance and great doctors. And today, I stand before you as a survivor. But like every breast cancer survivor, I now have a pre-existing condition. I know what it's like to sit in that waiting room, wondering how many more anniversaries you'll get with your husband, how many more birthdays you'll celebrate with your kids. I don't care how strong a woman you are, that moment is terrifying. And in America, no one should have to go through it without health insurance. A mom gets sick. So when President Obama passed health care reform, it was personal. And when Governor Romney says he would repeal Obamacare and put insurance companies back in charge of a woman's health, that's personal too. When he tried to take us back to the days when insurers could try to charge us more just for being a woman, or deny coverage to breast cancer survivors like me, that's personal. When he tries to take away a woman's control over decisions that affect her health and reproductive choices and family, that's personal. This election is personal for every American. For the middle-class family in Hollywood, Florida. For the dreamer in Miami Beach. For the senior citizens that I meet across South Florida, from Century Village to Sunrise Lake to Aventura. Now, one woman told me, Debbie, thanks to the new law, I don't have to cut my pills in half each month. That's because President Obama is closing the prescription drug donut hole. He strengthened Medicare. He extended the life of the program by 8 years. And what Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan won't admit is that their plan would require current seniors to pay on average $600 more each year for prescription drugs. Unacceptable. And the Romney-Ryan plan would replace the guarantee of Medicare with a voucher that wouldn't even keep up with costs. Now, Congressman Ryan said that he wants Medicare to be around for his grandkids. Well, if that's the case, he had better vote for Barack Obama. Has nothing to do with party and everything to do with people. People who believe that a senior needs Medicare more than a millionaire needs a tax cut. And people who believe our president's message to the middle class should be, we're on your side, not you're on your own. These are President Obama's priorities. They are our priorities. This fall, we will fight for them harder than ever. Over the next 2 months, no one will outwork us. That's my promise to you. But my friends, I can't keep that promise on my own. I need you to help me keep it. So when you feel too drained to register one more voter, when you feel too tired to make one more phone call, or too exhausted to knock on one more door, I want you to dig just a little bit deeper. I want you to work just a little bit harder. And make sure you don't get weary. Remember, this is personal. personal. Let's finish what we started and re-elect President Barack Obama on the victory on November 6th. Thank you so much.
All right, so I just wanted you to hear a little bit of the reinforcements, the tribe, if you will, from the Democratic side backing and pushing the platform and the re-elect Obama thing coming out of Charlotte, because this is it. The party is over, but will it be over for the Democrats, or does Barack Obama get four more years? You know, we keep using words like opportunity. We keep talking about the future, rights, things that have happened in the past, and things that we need to happen in the next 4 years, the next 8 years, the next 18 years to dig ourselves out of this crazy, crazy deficit. And, you know, there is no doubt about it. Pre-existing conditions, bravo. I don't think any Republican, I could be wrong, but I don't think any Republican, independent, or anybody else, non-Democrat, would disagree with what Debbie Wasserman Schultz said just there in that snippet. Because if the pre-existing condition thing can be solved, that should stand in any futuristic healthcare. However, there are so many other things that make the healthcare plan sick and will ultimately make us all sick in the end. And it boils down to, honestly, in great part, affordability. This is not, in talking to so many business owners, big and small, and remember, the majority of the country is made up of people who are involved in a small business. The definition of a small business is 500 or less, 500 employees or less. How will they survive? And the answer is they can't survive. They can't survive. So, one thing that I did take out of this, I just sat and watched to just feel what was going on out of Charlotte. Bill Clinton's speech was the best. He is the master blaster at that, whether you hate his guts or you think he's great. Obama's speech didn't hit the high notes the way Bill Clinton's speech did. To me, there was nothing of a report card other than a few of the things that I mentioned. And if he could go back to all the promises and say, hey, you know, 80% not bad, but he wasn't able to do that. So did he nail this thing shut, or did he kick the door wide open?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.